ao dar as boas-vindas aos senhores aqui presentes, em nome dos senhores integrantes desta comissão, eu informaria aos nossos convidados que o tempo destinado à apresentação inicial de cada um será de 10 minutos, com a tolerância de acordo com o interesse despertado pelo assunto que o palestrante do momento despertar. Após a exposição, será concedida a palavra aos senhores senadores e senhoras senadoras para os esclarecimentos que suas excelências acharem necessárias. A lista de oradores será a seguinte. O primeiro palestrante será o senhor Dan Youngblood, vice-presidente para estratégias do Grupo Saab. Em seguida, o major brigadeiro Anders Silver, comandante da Força Aérea da Suécia. Depois, o terceiro palestrante, senhor Bengt Janer, diretor-geral da Saab do Brasil. E, finalizando, o coronel Jan-Erik Lofgren, vice-diretor da Agência Sueca de Controle de Exportações. E, para as considerações finais, novamente a palavra será devolvida ao senhor Dan Youngblood, vice-presidente para estratégias do Grupo Saab, para os seus comentários finais. Eu gostaria de convidar Sua Excelência, o senador Blairo Maggi, membro da hoje criada subcomissão para reaparelhamento e modernização das Forças Armadas, para assumir a presidência dos trabalhos. Por favor, senador Blairo.
Cumprimento a todos os senadores e senadoras, as boas-vindas aos integrantes desse painel. Então, eu já de imediato passo a palavra ao senhor Dan, que é vice-presidente para a estratégia do Grupo Saab, para que tenha, aliás, que tenha 10 minutos para a sua exposição inicial.
Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Senators, ladies and gentlemen. I have been involved in many, almost all Gripen export efforts in the world so far. I must say, this process here in Brazil is a unique one. It's the only, not only because I've had the opportunity to visit Brazil for more than 12 times during the last year, privately and in business, and I've really learned to enjoy your beautiful country, but for three very specific reasons. First of all, we know that Sao Paulo region is Sweden's largest industrial city, as a matter of fact, nowadays. There are more employees in Swedish companies in Sao Paulo than there is in our largest industrial city in Sweden, Gothenburg. This means that Swedish industries, including Saab, are very used to working with Brazilian, under Brazilian conditions, and we know that we will be able to work with innovation, with cooperation with Brazilian industries in a very good way. And we have also, as you will see later on, initiated that process outside of the Gripen process by initiating our R&D Research and Innovation Center, CISP, in São Bernardo do Campo. Secondly, I have never before in any process experienced such a clear and strong support from our Swedish government in establishing a cooperation between with a country, in this case Brazil. It's also so that there is a parliamentary decision in Sweden that leads to the fact that if Brazil, and when Brazil selects Gripen as its next generation fighter, also Sweden will acquire Gripen next generation for its use, and is prepared to also form a very deep cooperation about that. We will come back to that later on. Thirdly, there is no other country where we work with Gripen which has an aeronautical capability within its country similar to the one you have in Brazil. That means that we actually given what I said before about our possibilities to our support and possibility to develop Gripen, we will be able to create a cooperation and a partnership with Brazilian industry that is not possible in any other country. This will lead to a technology transfer where we will work very closely together in a way that is not possible in any country I have seen so far. This is a unique possibility. So these three things together makes this work in Brazil very, very special to me. I will now start by giving you a very short introduction to Saab. Saab is a company that actually has been working with the Swedish government for more than 300 years in defense and security. 1646 our business started, and of course not making aircraft all this time. That part of our business started at the Second World War, when Sweden needed independence from other suppliers, and we have been since then producing more than 4,000 aircraft. I will come back to that. But what we also have done lately is that Saab has become a broad defense and security company, where we also provide radar technology, command and control, weapon technology, missile technology. So we have grown. Worth mentioning, some of you might recognize the name Saab as a car manufacturer. That was so 20 years ago, when we 1990 divested the car business, that since then has been completely separate from Saab, not to make any confusion in that. Next slide, please. These are the images of the aircraft we have produced, and it's worth noticing that we also had a period where we made regional aircraft with a very fierce competition with Embraer from Brazil, that we regarded as our main competitor in that business. I'm in a way sad to say, but I'm admire we have realized that in that sense Embraer was our did beat us. They were better at that. We stopped doing regional aircraft. We focused on military aircraft, while Embraer did the opposite. We have been successful in this area. Embraer has been very successful in the other area. We are, we believe, and we cooperate. If you please go on. I can just mention that we nowadays are a global company. We work all over the world. We have more than 12,000 employees all over the world. And have left the purely Swedish part behind us. Next, please. We are also part of a very, very strong family of companies. They are owned with common ownership, and you might recognize a lot of these companies representing the strong industrial base that I mentioned initially as the Swedish industry base in Brazil. And they are all part of our family, and we cooperate with them. That's why we also believe that we can do a lot here in Brazil together with them. We have a long tradition since all the time to focus on research and development and innovation. As you can see in the pie charts below, more than 20% of our turnover is focused on research and development and innovation. And a lot of spin-off companies in Sweden have their origin in Saab. Finally, I just want to mention that Brazil is not new to us. We have since many years worked very closely, as I mentioned, with our peers, Embraer, to provide the C-1 surveillance system. We provide the radar, Embraer provide the aircraft, and work with the integration. So having said that, we also work together with Embraer all over the world, in Greece and Mexico, for instance, marketing and selling this product together successfully. So by that, I want to finish my introduction. Thank you very much.
Agradeço então a apresentação do Sr. Dunker, vice-presidente para estratégias do Grupo Saab aqui no Brasil, e também quero passar a palavra ao comandante da Força Aérea da Suécia, o Major Brigadeiro Anders Silver. Por favor, o senhor tem 10 minutos.
Mr. President, senators, Apparently have to be closer to the microphone. My mission as a chief of an air force, Swedish Air Force, is to tell you here about our experience of the Gripen system and the Gripen fighter. We are interested as with a strategic partnership with France, with Brazil and Embraer, and with together both as an air force and of course as a country. There is a strong commitment in the Swedish Parliament that we should work with the Gripen, develop the Gripen until 2040. There is also a strong standpoint in the Parliament, because the Parliament have actually taken a decision that if Brazil go the Gripen way, the Sweden will go the same way. There is a lot of indications of such a partnership. There is an MOU going on right now. There's a discussions in the MOU. There is also the Parliament Committee for Industry and Trade. They will visit Brazil in August. My presentation here is about strategic and operational and economical considerations. In order to fulfill the political objectives, I, as an Air Force commander, have some major requirements, and they are in these areas, the operational, strategic, and economic areas. And of course, as an operational commander, I will start on the operational side. The Gripen is designed with capability to perform a wide range of missions over the whole spectrum of conflict. And being an Air Force commander, this capability is crucial, because it is my political masters that will ask me in different areas to perform, to apply air power and to perform. The modern Gripen platform has the latest technology. It has advanced weapon sensors and long-range missiles, precision-guided bombs, electronic warfare capability, and it has thoroughly proved itself, both during exercises like the Red Flag exercise in the US and now over the operations over Libya. Slide, please. Crucial in all scenarios is information superiority. We have focused on that for years and years, and both in terms of hardware and also in data links on the aircraft and threat libraries as well. Another thing for an operational commander is availability, because you want to have the assets there when you actually need them. The beginning of the design on our requirement of the Gripen design was availability built into the aircraft, and that was really from the start, from the very first prototype in the 80s. And that has been proven over the years, that availability. And slide, please. Of course, I have to address Libya, since that is where we right now is under operation with the Gripen outside Sweden. There was a parliamentary decision, and 23 hours after the governmental decision, the first aircraft took off from Swedish ground towards Italy. They are now based upon a base Sigonella on Sicily. We could have taken any task the government have directed us to do, but today we are limited to reconnaissance operations over Libya. We had the capability to do any of the tasks. Right now we have 5 Gripen fighters. They're flying 4 sorties a day, and we have flown so far more than 1,000 hours over Libya. We are providing the major part of the high-quality imagery for the coalition over the area of Libya. And as a commander, of course, I'm satisfied with the performance of my unit and of the equipment. So long operational considerations. Switching to strategic considerations, the world around us is changing very fast, and a fighter has to be flexible and adaptable as a platform for contingencies, both on the operational side, as I've mentioned, but also on the strategic side, so that things like new weapons, new capabilities could be built in after a couple of years, maybe, if a country, for instance, want to focus on reconnaissance, maritime reconnaissance, capabilities like that will have to be built into an aircraft. So the aircraft in itself has to have that incremental capability. We have built the Gripen fighter for years and years back on a spiral development idea where we put in new performances and new capabilities with about an average time between them of 3 years. So we call it a contingency upgrade concept. So the development of a fighter aircraft is something that I have worked with more or less all of my Air Force life, and I don't see a problem or a risk with the going from the Gripen CD to the Gripen NG, for instance. And I was one of them that actually said to Saab 3 years ago that I do not think that you can provide us with a test aircraft within 18 months, but I was proved wrong. This spiral development is something that we can do together with Brazil. We have to discuss the operational requirement both in Brazil and in Sweden and negotiate on them and then develop the product together. So in that respect, we will have a baby together for the future. I have been visiting as an air chief many air forces, and I've been visiting the Brazilian Air Force as well. And during those visits, you get an idea of what an air force is like, of what the air industry in a country is about. My perception of the Brazilian Air Force and the Brazilian air industry is that there's a broad competency. And my perception is that the partner development of the Gripen fighter between Sweden and Brazil would be something that we will benefit from very much, both of us. Switching to the economical side, two very important things for the fighter world. Maybe you'll be a bit surprised that it's spoken about from a general, but affordability in procurement and operations cost. Because as a general, you want to have predictability about the future, about the cost of an aircraft and the operations cost. And there is a strong need for cost-effective solution and the best value for money over the whole life. I see several of my fellow counterparts in Europe under heavy burden from operations and procurement cost of their fighters. We have operated the Gripen for 160,000 flying hours, and during the cost of the development and the operations cost have had a very high degree of predictability, and we could verify it. So far, Saab has provided us with fighter aircraft within a given budget and without unpredicted costs. So the track record, I think, is outstanding, while at the same time they have delivered a top-of-the-line operational capability. Summary. My government has committed itself to continued development of the Gripen, and the Swedish Parliament has been firm in all its decision that the Gripen system will be the backbone of the Swedish Air Force beyond 2040. The Parliament has, as I said, also committed itself by a decision to go the Gripen way if Brazil chose us to do so. I strongly believe in the future of a cooperation between Brazil and Sweden, and see great potential in a long-term partnership, because partnership is important, and that is, partners are equal. There's a great potential in the Brazilian air industry and as well as in the Brazilian Air Force in such a partnership. And I've seen it. For instance, last year at the Cruises exercise, and I was impressed by the performance of the Brazilian Air Force. Mr. President, Mr. and Mrs. Senators, I've told you about the experience of the Gripen fighter, and I'm confident that Saab and Sweden will deliver its promises. Thank you very much for your time.